there's this song, it's called, I think it's called So High School or something like that, and it's about Travis Kelce, your favorite person ever.
I love
and
him.
I'm just pulling
I thought his name was Taylor for a while.
You did, and, like, that's fine. So she has this part of her song, and I'm like, I have a theory now. She goes, wait, where is it? Da, da, da. Okay. Are you going to marry, kiss, or kill me? It's just a game, but really, I'm betting on all three for us, too. And she just keeps talking about marry, kiss, or kill me. And I'm like, F, marry, kill. Taylor Swift is a...
Welcome to another episode of Stay Rooted with your hosts, Stephanie and Lauren. Pull up a chair because you're attending the virtual mom support group.
Light your sage because we are going through it.
And growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you.
Oh, I watched the last 12 minutes of Baby Reindeer
before you
got here. I thought, wow, I probably shouldn't have commented on it until I watched the end of Baby Reindeer.
Was the very last, was that him going to...
So he went to his abuser's house.
Yeah.
And then Keely, his like girlfriend, when he was in that bougie drama camp school.
Yes.
What was that?
I don't know.
Like a boarding school?
No, I literally think it was like a college. Like I feel like they named it, like I don't know which one it was, but it was like a prestigious place that they were going to.
Prestigious drama school. They were girlfriends.
In leotards. It felt important.
And then he moved back in with her mom.
Yes.
Because she was like, you cray cray. He was doing like the red yarn thing in his apartment.
She was like, come back home.
And she was like, this isn't good. Come live with my mom. So he did. And then he was like triggered again, went to see his offender, fell into like, well, we don't know if it's a trap.
Yeah. It was like,
come right with me for money.
What's his name? Is it like Darian or something like that?
Darian.
He's like, it won't be like last time, you know? And it's just like,
and you're like, you give vibes like it'll be exactly.
It's going to be exactly like last time. And it's like so sad, that part, because like, you're just like, why are you here? But like, it's also a relatable thing because it doesn't have to be that magnitude. We all make mistakes and make them again.
Yeah. But at the end, when he's at the bar and he's listening to the categorized voice memos, and he finds out why she calls him Baby Reindeer, which is like, I feel as though it wasn't groundbreaking.
No.
She's like, you look like my stuffed
animal. You look like my stuffed animal when I was a baby.
But then he finds himself without a wallet at the bar with a gracious waiter in front of him.
Yes.
And I feel like it was very symbolic that he could easily put himself in Martha's shoes.
Yes. And that was more of the groundbreaking moment for me than like the Baby Reindeer revelation, because another thing that I felt about that scene was like, I think for a while he had always said, like, what would have happened? Like, it was my fault. I never should have given her that free cup of tea. Like, look at where it got me. But then he was on the other end of it, and I also felt like it was kind of like a, no, like, this isn't my fault. This was never my fault.
I was not to ask for this. Yeah, was not to blame.
Yeah, so that moment I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I loved it. So, yeah, I felt as though I was like, oh, good. I put out a podcast episode and didn't see that part.
We did say it was like full disclosure, like that you hadn't seen the last 12 minutes.
I did,
but I couldn't remember what was the last 12 minutes.
But I have to say, I stand beside my three and a half baby reindeers. And then we watched the Piers Morgan.
Yes. Which,
whatever, like, the fuck that is. So, like, I want to give the disclosure to the Rudies, and the Rudies probably feel the same way if they've listened to this many episodes of us. Like, Piers Morgan is not my cup of tea.
No, but
I'm not looking to him for advice.
But hearing real Martha speak up is our cup of tea.
And Piers Morgan knew that.
Yes.
He was like, ooh, I'm going to get a piece of this pie.
Oh, he's like, this is a pie I've never had before.
There's actually a point in his, is this a YouTube? Like, because I watched it on YouTube.
It on YouTube as well, but it probably broadcasts on one of those channels that you don't have.
What is it called? It's called like,
I'll find it.
Middle-aged white men of America gather around with Piers Morgan.
With Piers Morgan. It's
but there is a point in it that like he's reaching so hard that he's like, well, maybe Netflix will make a show about this, and they'll make me on it. Like, relax. Like,
relax.
Nobody's doing that. We're here for the art.
Yes.
We're here to have.
And what was Martha's real name? Now I'm blanking on it because I'm just looking up the I think it's called
Fiona Harvey.
Fiona Harvey. So it's called Pierce Morgan Uncensored.
Same, of same, course same.
It is. Of course it is. We wish you'd censor sometimes, but
we're there's a lot of royal blue like everywhere in the background, and he is interviewing Fiona Harvey, who has come forward. It's important to say that she has come forward.
She revealed
and
herself.
She is like, I am Martha.
Yes.
Which is such a Martha thing to do.
For
I believe
sure.
her right
I
away.
I do too. I'm like, no, you're her. And also like to say that people also did locate like some of those old tweets of like hanging the curtains and stuff. So like people were connecting it, but Fiona was also like, no, it's me.
Yeah. And then Piers Morgan gets on his high horse and he's like, honestly, this woman is the victim. And you're like, what? Is happening.
You're like, Pierce, you didn't watch the show, did you really?
You're like you saw this in the clickbait and you said, I will be the clickbait.
Yeah, you said, I'll get her.
So he brought all of us to the yard, but I wasn't really, he has like a panel of people. Like, it was like Brady Bunch style panel.
Yes.
At one point. And
yes.
They were like, they were kind of like dissecting the interview and like saying their thoughts on it. And they all came from different backgrounds. But any time that anyone had an opposing view from Piers Morgan, he said, oh, ho, you in that box.
He said, no. Not up in my uncensored house.
But his whole hill that he was willing to like get on in front of like millions of people via YouTube.
Because
was that,
everybody's into this right now.
Yeah, was that Martha was portrayed to be like not, it was supposed to give that person privacy. It was we were supposed to not know who she was.
Yes.
But clearly once
she was identifiable from just the show. If she hadn't come forward and confirmed, people would have found her.
And the Fiona Harvey that came forward, she's definitely Martha. You know, like she looks like her. They have the same
accent. 2 out of 2 Stay Rooted podcast hosts say that that's Martha.
Yeah, breaking news.
Breaking news.
I think so.
I mean, she opens her mouth and you're like, yes.
But then you're like, okay, so he's like saying like Netflix owes this woman compensation. Put him on a billboard. He's going for cash for this woman.
Yeah, he's like, for 10%, I'll put this on record.
Yeah, so as he comes forward with this, Netflix and what is Donnie's actual name?
It is, hold on, I know it.
They have not confirmed or denied that this is Martha.
Right.
So part of me is just like, did you ever watch Better Call Saul?
Of course.
Okay.
I watched some of it. I did watch all of Breaking Bad.
Okay. So Piers Morgan is giving, he's
Richard
giving
Gadd.
Saul.
Richard Gadd.
Yeah. Richard Gadd has not said that Fiona
he's
Harvey.
He's not confirmed.
Yeah. Which is like a tasteful thing to do, I think.
Yes.
I think the weird thing to do is say, I'm Martha, put me on this weird YouTube show.
Oh, it's so Martha. That's the thing, like, when you're, and I don't know if you watched the whole interview, like, I was watching it while doing things, so I think I got, like, the major gist of it, you know? But, like, Piers Morgan kept going, like, he kept repeating, because he was coming at her more towards the end, and because Martha just kept saying, I didn't send 40,000 emails to my baby reindeer. But if I did, that doesn't mean that I did everything else, you know? And like,
even if I sent.
And Pierce was like, why would you even like clarify that even if you did, if you didn't? And Fiona was like, well, I didn't. And it was just a very interesting interview.
Like, I'm not after that baby reindeer.
It was like they pulled her out of the TV and put her, it was a character. It was interesting to see.
Which brings my little criminal mind to the point that, like, is Piers Morgan, better call Piers over here.
Better call Piers.
Is he over here bringing in a fake?
Oh my God. Like, you're like, she is Martha. Like,
oh yeah. Like, he was like, I know this woman and she nails a Scottish accent. He's like, bring her on. We'll have her watch the season before we interview her. Like,
stop it. I didn't know you were going to go there with your theories today.
That's my fan fiction theory. And I don't trust a word he says, but honestly,
I don't trust a word. They probably are brother and sister.
You know? But she also is the real Martha.
She is the real Martha.
Yeah.
I'll die on that hill.
Poor Donnie.
On the topic of theories, I have another theory.
What is your theory?
So in one of Taylor Swift's new songs, because obviously I'm living for the anthology, TTPD.
I've listened to all of it. You know that.
Of course. You're a Rudy. You're a Taylor Swift Rudy. So I'm listening to it, and there's this song. It's called, I think it's called So High School or something like that, and it's about Travis Kelce, your favorite person ever.
I love
and
him.
I'm just pulling
I thought his name was Taylor for a while.
You did. And, like, that's fine. So she has this part of her song, and I'm like, I have a theory now. She goes, wait, where is it? Okay. Are you going to marry, kiss, or kill me? It's just a game, but really, I'm betting on all three for us, too. And she just keeps talking about marry, kiss, or kill me. And I'm like, F, marry, kill. Taylor Swift is a whole Rudy out here.
Oh my goodness. You think she's out here?
That's
playing
what the
F,
people
marry,
are saying.
Kill?
I think she's a full on Rudy and she doesn't know it yet, but like she loves a game. If there's something about Taylor Swift, she loves leaving a sneaky message. She loves putting little hints in her song. She'll capitalize letters and things. She would play our games all day long.
She can sit with us.
She can sit with us every time.
And I'll be her friend that doesn't listen to her music.
But you support her. You're like, I'm rooting for everything you do.
And then I can just name, I'll be like, yeah, my friend Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Over, but I haven't listened to any of her albums.
That's a real friend.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Every time I hear it, I'm like, marry, kiss, or kill me. And it makes me think of our games. And I just love it. I'm like, Taylor's a Rudy.
I'm going to listen to that one first.
Confirmed.
So the other night I was in CVS, which they only play Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And As we've confirmed, we love a pharmacy now.
Yes.
We've gotten to the age where we just appreciate a pharmacy. And one thing that I appreciate about a pharmacy is that when it's 9:30 at night and I've arrived home from work and I realize that we are missing the essentials.
Wipes.
I can,
toilet
yeah,
paper.
Wipes. We
can't wait till morning.
I feel as though we have a circling conversation about like nobody can replace the wipes appropriately.
Literally right now I have a grocery order coming and I'm just now realizing I did not order wipes and I definitely am down to like there's one like, sketchy
it's
pack.
Like, it's scattered around the house like dirty money. Like I've got yeah. I've got a little bit over there,
there
a little
one
bit
in
over
that
there.
Backpack we took to soccer last weekend.
And
hopefully.
When you know it's the last wipe and it's 9:30 at night, you're like it's time to go to a pharmacy.
Yes.
So the other night I turned around in my scrubs and I went out the door and I went to CVS and Taylor Swift is playing because I think her and Ed Sheeran have cornered the pharmacy.
The CVS. And Hillary Duff.
And Hillary Duff.
We cannot talk about that without mentioning Hillary Duff.
I don't think they play Celine. I think that's for Shaw's and grocery stores.
That's for grocery stores. They want you to think about that when you're buying your iceberg lettuce,
the pharmacy
remember?
Tries to cater to the younger people.
Yes.
So they're like, come in. We're Swifties.
Yes.
So Taylor Swift is blasting. And I'm like, oh, I also need tampons. So I go to the feminine care aisle.
Yes.
And one thing about me and you is that we buy like the earthiest looking tampons
yeah.
that we can
yeah.
so that we feel
we're like,
better
no, no,
about
they're
it.
Still smooth gliding, but they have leaves on the packaging with gold.
But
or
they
on the
come
edge?
In a plastic cylinder, so that doesn't feel good for the environment.
And it takes up quite a bit of real estate with my disposable things.
Yeah,
so.
You know who you are, earthy
yeah.
tampons. So CVS,
sponsor
I'm like,
us.
I'm looking, right? And at the end of the aisle, there's a young woman.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm not going to describe her. It's not my place to describe her.
You don't
but
want
she
her
is,
to be discovered.
She is a lot younger than I.
Okay.
Okay, and like, I just like give her a quick glance, you know, and then she looks at me and I look away from her and then like we look back at each other again and like, I didn't know if she was like trying to see if she knew me or what.
Yes.
But she's looked at me a few times.
Uh-oh.
So I give her a smile and she's in front of the pregnancy tests.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And I am never going to insert any comment to anyone when they're in front of the pregnancy
yeah.
test, right?
Yeah, like I'll give you privacy if anything.
I have no comment.
Yes.
You know, like I don't
yeah.
that means so many different things to so many people. Like I'm keeping my mouth out
100%.
Of this, you know. Never could I ever insert any comments.
Nope.
So I'm back at looking for the earthy tampons. Spoiler alert, I don't think CVS carries them. So
and
then,
if they do, they're like $14
so now I'm
for
looking,
a half of a week.
So now I'm looking at the back, just like which tampons will kill me the least.
Yes.
You know, so like,
which one has the least bleach in it?
I'm like, I have to pay
$20
for this thing to kill me from the inside. But like, Let's see if it has bleach in it.
Women's health care.
She looks at me again. So now I just like, I give her like a little smile, you know?
Yeah. Like if you need to talk, I'm here.
All right. The Taylor Swift's playing in the background. That's an insignificant detail, but I feel as though it's all I have to add for the amount that I've listened to Taylor Swift.
She's like, I swear I'm listening.
She cracks open the package, Stephanie.
No.
She steals the pregnancy test in front of me.
Stop it.
And in my heart, I smiled.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, stick it to the man.
And I like, honestly, and I was overworked and underpaid that day. And like, my thoughts, and this is, I'm radiating who I want to be.
Yes.
Right? Because I am a woman in scrubs right now, right?
Yeah.
And that girl looked at me a few times and she said, not a threat.
Yes.
An ally.
She looked at you and she said, she's got me. She's not going to be an issue.
She is not going to be an issue. She is not going to call over a manager.
Nope.
She has slipped that true blue.
Yes.
Into her sweatshirt without a second. Like she had a sweatshirt bag situation, just slipped it right in. We looked at each other one more time. She was gone.
She was gone.
The girl with the true blue test. And I was like,
you said, I've never saw her true blue. True blue to you.
I walked out with my head held high and I went home and told my husband that story. I didn't tell him a single work story, but I was like, honestly, a young girl stole a pregnancy test in front of me.
While this thing has happened to me all day.
I am safety.
And I'm an accomplice.
But like, I felt so good that she could look at me and say, that
like,
person.
I'm in a place of obviously desperation. Like, can you just like have my back on
this
one?
You're fucking lingering and I gotta go.
Yeah. So one of us has to leave and it's gonna be me. Godspeed.
Yeah. And like your eyes look kind enough that you're not gonna tell anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm up against. So I'm rooting for her.
Yes.
I hope that Tess said whatever she needed it to.
Me too.
Or wanted it to.
Me too.
And I just felt like the cool older lady in that situation.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that you could look like a safe face for somebody.
Ugh, that's all I want to look like.
I'm never looking at anybody. So honestly, if you need to steal a pregnancy test, just do it next to me. I'd never notice.
I'm so hyper aware of my surroundings that I can like, I can't tell you what I ate for lunch yesterday, but I can tell you what song was playing during that encounter.
Preach.
Because like,
preach.
I am on edge when there's fluorescent lighting.
So I don't know if you've noticed, but we're actually in the season of spring right now. We're in some part of May.
Could have never told you.
And so like, obviously, occasionally I'm opening my windows and I'm pulling out trash bags and donations and I'm trying to get rid of things, Lauren. I'm doing my absolute best. So I was brave enough to take some of this in front of my daughter. I had to bring it to, you know, the head of the department and plead my case. And I said, please,
corporate.
This massive 3-story dollhouse, like you haven't touched it in years.
Yeah.
Should we give this to another kid who would touch it?
You're like, should we have it properly assessed by the Antique Roadshow?
So she like, I'm like, I am due so much. And then you look at what they're going for and you're like, the depreciation was depreciating
those
kids' craft dollhouses. I'll tell you that.
You buy
them? If you want my dollhouse, can you just text me? Because I'd rather just give it to a good home at this point.
I was going to say, you buy them for like $6 million and you can't give them
away.
And
people will not get them. It's like people with old pianos. It's the same thing. They're like, please just come bring 20 of your closest friends and you can have it for free.
So what'd she say?
So she said yes.
When you laid the deal out.
So she said yes. And I've been honestly hinting at it for a while, so I think like she was bound to get to a yes, so I was appreciative of that. But then she did this math in her head. I'll call it daughter math. And she says, well, I said yes to the big dollhouse, so like I'm gonna give her trouble on everything else, obviously. And like, I'm looking at
these, like, I made a big deal, I'm reeling back for the rest of the
day. You know
the
stuffed animals that are always attached to like a Kohl's book, which we love? They're like $5. It's a perfect gift for a kid, but like they haven't touched Spot the dog ever. Like, never. They read the book and they never touched the dog, and it was a sweet gift, but like, so I'm showing Nora this, you know, ambiguous Spot the dog, and she has meaningful dog stuffed animals. She has a stuffed animal of every animal we've had that has passed.
I've seen your kids
you
stuffed
know
animals.
So it's a whole taxidermy
you don't have
thing.
To you don't have to defend yourself.
So she has meaningful stuffed animals, and I show her, I present you know, Spot the dog, never been touched Spot. And I go, do you think like...
He still has the plastic around his
neck. He literally still has the book attached to him. And I'm like, I feel like somebody could appreciate this, you know? And she goes, well, you know, it just would be hard if Lennon was here and I had my dog to play with and like, who would she play with? And so then, it turned into...
must have duplicates.
So now she's using your kid as ammo to not get rid of things because she got rid of that huge dollhouse and everything was like, well, I'll need two of those. Even though I never play with it.
She's like, we'll never be able to play dolls again. Yeah. So we need two spots.
So like, I need to Spot the dog. So like, we still have both dogs. So if your kid comes over, she better play with it. Because if not, I'm throwing that thing away.
Just please don't send it home with her.
I'm literally.
We do not need that.
Stop it. I'd be like, Lennon, this is for you.
I have to say, the fact that the bees got a deal with flowers, that makes them seem like heroes and not like cold, hard killers.
Save the bees.
Fucks me up, you know? Like, save the bees. I'm for the campaign.
Yes, get it. You get it. Life sustaining. But also, they're out here to kill you.
And now, like, there's been multiple encounters of home invasions of bees in my house.
Lauren had to call me the other day for support. So I'm
home. I don't have an EpiPen, so I just call Steph.
Which this bothers me more than anything else because she is the resident nurse. Like, you're our RN, you know? Like, you're registered here.
I'm the village witch. Doctor.
You are, and you're walking around with a bee allergy of some varying level without an EpiPen.
And my whole thing is, first of all, I got tested when I was in my youth. You know, hormonal changes have happened. Who even knows, you know?
Not you.
Not me. But I have Benadryl in my home, and I could take a sizable dose and get to a medical facility in a timely manner.
I don't love that scenario for you.
But when they're approaching me while I'm trying to clean my house, right? A whole ass bee. While I'm trying to clean my house in my home.
Yes, in your home.
Organizing the tiny bins, right? And then sometimes I'm like, should I leave? Like when
is this your house now?
Yeah.
Because every time I open the door, that's exactly where they are. I'm like, you have the entire earth to choose from and you're just going to linger around my like enter and exit door? Like that's just fucked.
Are you squatting here?
Yeah.
So I left and I called you because that's my theory, right? Yeah. I get stinged. You are notified. I go grab my baby.
I'm her life alert.
I don't know who I think I am, but I'm like, anaphylaxis has nothing on me.
It couldn't touch you.
And every time we tell people that I'm allergic to bees, I'm like, the haters are gonna send bees, you know?
Oh my god.
But then I'll just release them in the park or something, you know?
Save the bees.
I'll bring them to a safe
quarters. She's raising bees. I'll never raise bees, I promise.
Thank you.
I promise.
I support that. But the thing with the bee was that I sprayed it while I was on the phone with you.
As I recommended.
A sizable amount of Lysol. It fell, but I was de-hoarding at the time, so it fell into a hoard, okay? So this is a worst case scenario because I lost eyes on it, you know?
This is a whole sauce scenario.
Yeah. So now there's no eyes on the bee, but I'm like, I have to put all this shit away. So I'm just putting it away. I'm being careful. I let you go because I'm like, I can't just keep Steph on the phone.
And the bee is waiting.
All day. Right? And you're like, he's definitely dead. I heard the amount of Lysol that you sprayed on
him. Yeah. If I could hear your Lysol for moments...
He wasn't fucking dead.
Where was he?
He was in the windowsill walking when my husband got home. Probably high as shit. Like
plotting your death. Plotting your death.
Yeah, tripping, I think. He was just like walking into the windowsill. So my husband finished the job and he killed
him.
And I felt so bad because it was not a hornet. I was reporting to you that it was a hornet.
What was it?
But that was the other thing. I haven't gotten an eye exam this year. My self-care has been a little wonky, guys.
Self-caring. No, it
has. If someone wants to hold me accountable, that would be great. But I don't have an EpiPen and I can't see that well.
She's thriving.
I am the boy
thriving.
Who's the little boy?
Thomas J.
My girl.
Thomas J. When she called me, I'm like, can you stop trying to play out your Thomas J. scenario? Like, he can't see without his glasses. Like, why are you doing this right now?
It was a bee, and I have to do a good act because I took him out of this world.
Gonna have to raise some butterflies.
I felt badly.
But thank
you for your support on that.
You're welcome. I'll always support you through that. The fact that I am a strong, independent woman until my arm gets stuck in a sleeve in the car.
Do you turn into a bad person?
I literally, so like I'm passenger seat. I'm a little chilly. I get in the car. I want my jacket on, my soft long jacket. But then we're on the highway and I'm stuck in there. Luke's driving and I am no longer independent. I am a full dependent. I look at him with pleading eyes and I say, yank my sleeve before I jump out of this car. Because the second I feel like I'm in a straitjacket in the car, I absolutely spiral.
I get that. I try not to do those things because I always take it a step further and then I'm like unbuckled and I'm standing up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't a safe
You're situation. Doing a pirouette like, to give your kid a goldfish.
Was I that warm? Yeah. And then once your kid sees you like hyperextend your arm in the car,
they're like, ask you for something.
Yeah. They're like, get me this, get me that. And you're trying to pass things. So I get that.
I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
Kenny and I spend all of our time with Buzz and Woody these days. And I feel as though your household had its time. And
we were once the Toy Story household.
And it's really crazy. Like, Toy Story held up. Like,
oh, absolutely. Like, I don't hate on the fire that they've kept burning because I love it.
Oh, yeah. But as we watch it more and more, like, we watch probably Toy Story 2 the most, which is Sad Jessie Song.
Yes. And wait, is that the one with the man with the Cheeto and Al's Toy Barn?
Al's Toy Barn.
I think my most watched are 4 and box. 1.
Okay, so we watch 4 a lot because...
Forky.
Lasky loves Forky.
She would, because Lukey is Forky.
But the thing is that me and my husband are anthropologists, so whatever the toy version of that is, we're doing to Woody at this point. And we feel, we're researching Woody.
Okay.
Every rewatch, you know?
Yes.
We're like, there's a deeper story here. Like, Disney has a way that they're pulling shit from a movie that was made in like 1994.
Yes, like we have grown. We are the perfect age and have had our kids at the perfect age to grow up with Toy Story.
And they're making like immaculate callbacks.
Yes.
And like little Easter eggs. So my husband is like, what is Woody's backstory?
Where'd he come from?
So far, Woody has been a selfless toy. He has poured himself into those kids. Mm-hmm. I relate to him.
What's he need the validation for?
So, no, he doesn't now because he's been validating himself through caring for these kids, right? He was just like, we got to be there for Andy. He lost the love of his life,
Bo Peep. And Bo went on to live her life for herself.
In pants.
Yes.
What could be better?
And honestly, she looked great in the fourth movie.
And she
was everything.
Her cape was amazing.
Vibe.
But she's wearing her cape. And now he has chosen himself. He has chosen his own happiness at the end of 4. And the funny thing about Disney movies is that, like, every person in their 30s could get you the first movie plot of Toy Story.
Yes.
But you have to have a kid around you to know how the story has grown to the fourth.
Yes, because you might have lost it after 2 if you were just our age and never went back into the world.
So if you're just like a 20-something with the Riz and you haven't...
They still slap, though.
Yeah, you haven't gotten to see, you know, the fourth one. Spoiler alert.
Watch it.
He chooses himself at the end.
He chooses
to stay with Bo.
Yes.
So my husband has put all of these little things together through watching 2 and 4.
Yes.
That the next movie, which when you go on Wikipedia...
I'm on Wikipedia, I'm pretty
like,
sure right now.
There's like a release date, like a tentative speculation that they're going to make another one.
For 2026.
Yes. So my husband's like, we're going to hear about Woody. Woody is called a no-good hand-me-down toy by Prospector Pete.
And it would make sense because think about it. They just kind of did, like, I know it wasn't Buzz's, like, the toy story, but they did do a prequel of sorts of like where the toy came from.
We've heard about everyone.
So like it would make sense for them to like dive into Woody's and whether that's like him going into like his journey of being a lost toy, but reflecting on his past, that would be cool.
And Woody's Roundup was canceled in the 40s.
Like, yeah,
Woody
sure
was not out of the box for Andy. Like, whose great-grandfather does Woody belong to?
Right, it's so true. And I would love to hear about that. I actually love this theory.
Yeah, so we have a lot of speculations, and I guess we'll just be, like, in our rooms putting the red yarn up until 2026.
Yes.
But
I think, so if you've seen Toy Story 2, you know the little old man that threads Woody? Yes,
with the eye and like the, oh my God, I actually love that scene.
And he is from a Pixar short where he's playing chess. Like he's like the same type of animation.
I love when they do the little Easter eggs. That's the satisfying thing about Disney and Taylor Swift.
I think he knew Andy's grandfather who owned that Woody.
Oh my God, stop.
But we'll have to wait till 2020.
We'll have to wait till 2026 to find out.
I'll probably have more fan theories because I'm probably going to watch Toy Story like 20 times by the time we record next.
On the topic of Toy Story, Lukey was our Toy Story baby. So like Nora was a Moana into a Frozen baby. That's like what I would categorize her as. Yep. And Lukey was a Toy Story into a Winnie the Pooh. Now he's kind of in a different area, but like those would be the two defining things I would say.
I feel like if you're a mom, you could understand that.
You could absolutely.
There's certain lanes of animation.
The math is mathing here with my children. Yeah. So like those movies work and they stick through. And like Lukey, we've always, like, ever since Toy Story 4 came out, which I don't even know what year that was, but whenever that came out, we watched it and we were like, Lukey is Forky. Like, even the sounds he makes, his little attitude, the way he walks, like, it's just like, I'm trash, and jumps off of the couch. Like, it's just, you know, I love it. We love him. It just, he's always reminded us of Forky. And so, like, with that, part of it is the way that Forky talks. So Forky will just kind of be like, he'll just make like a funny sound and then like throw himself in the trash. Yeah. And, you know, that's very Lukey, but it kind of got me thinking about Lukey and like his speech journey right now. And we had something really cool happen to us last week that I've been wanting to talk about. And Lukey had his first ever speech evaluation,
which is very
exciting. Or language
evaluation.
I'm not sure of exactly what it was called, but regardless, we went in there and they kind of wanted to see like how he communicated, how he responded to certain, I don't want to call them tests, but like matching things, you know, things of that nature to see like what was he comprehending.
It was kind of like a compatibility for him.
It was like exactly. For. And one of the things that we found that Lukey was very compatible with was the iPad. And Lukey is very, very, if you're within the world of, you know, nonverbal, non-speaking children, then I would think you've heard of an AAC device. And commonly, that would be like an app on an iPad or a laptop, something that helps somebody who is nonverbal, preverbal, has trouble speaking, communicate. And like typically, it's by pressing buttons. And like, I know that this exists. And I've known that like this was probably a road that we were going to go down. But we were really looking forward to this evaluation to just see like how he responded to it. And like, he responded to it so well, and it was so exciting to see that like already he was just making these connections. And like, I've seen the apps on like a basic level with his therapist where like you can press buttons with pictures and they say words, like that's the most basic form of it. But they were showing us like, I need to show you where this technology is, and I'm sure I will have it soon. But there is this one app that we were using, and I'll have to come back with the name of it because I'd love to pass it on to like other Rudies that would be using it. But they had so that you could take pictures of the rooms in your house. And then if Lukey were to, you know, see a picture of the room on his house, press the kitchen, press the fridge, it would open up and there would be pictures of like common foods that we have in our fridge so that, you know, if Lukey's trying to say like, hey, I want cucumbers and Italian dressing, he can click into our kitchen, understand that that's where he finds them, and tell us. And like, it's just the coolest freaking thing.
Yeah. And I love, I mean, I have a tech savvy gal.
Yes.
Like, she loves her iPad. And I've always said that like, I feel as though technology is integrated into everybody's lives.
It's like, up to us to make it a meaningful
way.
There
is nowhere that you go that you are just not going to encounter a screen at all. Like, I went to the gas station and Kohl's today, and I walked by 700 screens, you know? So I just
100%.
Feel, I just feel like to say that you want to detach from it is impossible at this point. And when you find such like powerful uses for it,
you're like, hell yes.
For people to be able to communicate and to know that as
he moves, passions through, like, because obviously Lennon has found passions through technology. and Lukey finding a way, like, I was just so emotional. Like, I had a feeling that, like, this would be fitting for him. We just haven't had the opportunity to, like, look at it through a formal way because there's a lot of stuff out there. And we're learning as we go. Like, no one's teaching us how to be parents of an autistic child. We're figuring it out, you know?
And, I mean, as I watch Lennon struggle with literacy in a way that she just doesn't really want to lock onto it. There's so many tools within her iPad.
Games with reading,
phonics, like sounds, word sounds, and like that, things that a paper really can't bring to her and can't stimulate her. But these games can. And then all of a sudden she's on level 9 because she feels passionate about gaming. And
because
and
a fish doesn't want to swim in a tree.
A fish doesn't want to swim in a tree, but like I'm happy for Lukey.
And I'm thrilled.
I'm happy for all of us, actually. I feel like we're going to get a new little side of him. Yes. He's going to be so sassy. He's going to be so sassy.
And that was one of the things that that the person that was doing the evaluation said. He was like, how did he describe him? He said, he's clever.
Aww.
And he is clever because, like, Lukey may not currently be able to say, like, bitch, let's get out of here. But he says it. Like, he finds a way to tell you. And, like, there was a point where they wanted him to take an item and hold it up to the screen to match the item that was on the screen to see if he could, like, connect that those were the two things on two different, like, IRL and on the tablet. And he could, but there was a point where Lukey was like, I don't want to give you what you want. I want to get what I want. And it was just cool to see because I'll be honest, when I see a middle-aged white man come in to evaluate my son, I get my guards up a little bit because I've heard things that I haven't liked before and you just never
You're
know.
You're not going to steal a pregnancy test in front
of him.
I've
been burned. I have been burned. So I had
He's
a little...
not a safe person.
Yeah, I had my guards up a little bit, but he really picked up on the fact that like I've said and like I'll always say, like, always presume competency because my son is clever and smart and strong and handsome and kind and sassy. And I'm just like the thought of like him being able to not only like directly communicate back with me and him between us, but like with other people and make other connections that way is like literally the best thing money could buy. But let me just say,
it's the money part for me.
It is just like, so you're at this fork in the road where they're like, look at this amazing thing that will help your child, but it'll only cost a few thousand dollars.
Baby, communicating.
Yeah. And then they're like,
want to put a price tag on it?
Yeah. And then they're like, because we did already, and you can ask your insurance, but don't bother because it'll take a while and your kid just won't be communicating to you. So, like,
and they're going to have to write us like a novel and we're going to say, maybe.
And so it's this whole thing where you're like, well, I can't put a price on my child's communicating with me, but I guess I have to. And like, I just think that like communication and making that possible for all humans is a basic human right. And I don't think that we should have to be paying all of this money for and waiting all of this time for our children to get something that is a basic human right to be heard and understood.
I completely agree. And I have this strong, strong hunch that Lukey is gonna like be probably communicating the same things that Lasky is yelling at me, just telling you how much he doesn't like things.
Yes, not that, like, not that.
I don't like inside. I don't like outside. And I'm like,
it is
what
too
the
cold
fuck
and too hot
like?
And too wet.
I literally will send you voicemails and I'm like, she's only gone over the things that she doesn't like.
Yeah,
like,
she like, just keeps saying no.
This verbal shit is really for the birds right now because, like, what does she want?
No, honestly, I have one hyperverbal kid and I'm like, you know, maybe this just works for me.
But I can't wait. Like I said, I'm excited for him, but I'm more excited for us because obviously Lukey makes his needs known, but to be able to get him that much quicker and him not have to get frustrated and, like you say, articulate details and, like, I just feel like it'll be really cool for him.
It's very exciting.
I'm excited to watch him grow.
Honestly, we already got the iPad, so we officially have an iPad, and like when we got it home, I just downloaded one of those, like, you know, free ABC apps because I'm just like, I'm excited to get my boy on this thing. I just want to see what he can do with this. So I download it, and Lukey immediately starts tracing the letters. And he's been very into looking at letters lately, so I'm getting emotional. It's the day before Mother's Day, and Luke is like, is this the best thing you could have got for Mother's Day? And I'm like, literally, yes. Like, yes.
You're like, my kid getting an iPad is the best thing I could have
It's all
got.
I could have ever wanted. And that's why I'll never own Doc Martens.
Because my baby has them.
Thanks for attending our virtual mom support group with Stephanie
and Lauren. Pull up a chair, light the sage. We are going through it.
And growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you. Woody's Roundup was canceled in the 40s.
Like, yeah, I'm
Woody
sure
was
it
not
was...
out of the box no. for Andy. Like, whose great-grandfather does Woody belong to?